Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, it's about time we start thinking about a little spring cleaning.
Spring cleaning?
Dusting off the old cellar book and our notes and see if there's something laying around we didn't quite get around to.
Well, there's a few of those, and there's also some sort of new things that I stumbled across, which I think are absolutely perfect for springtime.
Mm-hmm.
These are wines that have got good quality, good varietal character, not terribly bad price points, and are absolutely just kind of fun. So we're starting anew.
And I'm all ears.
Speaking of anew, here's a new wine from a company called Anew.
No kidding.
Absolutely. This is from the Columbia Valley. It's a Riesling. Look, I love Riesling, and I happen to think Riesling is absolutely perfect with springtime, sitting on the deck, having just slightly crisp, cool wine. This sells for all of about $12. It's a 2012 Columbia Valley Riesling. It's kind of classic. You've got a little bit of slate. You've got a little bit of pear. You've got some wonderful crisp acidity on a slightly off dry wine. I mean, I liked it. What the hell? $12 go for it.
That's absolutely right.
Absolutely. King Estate is a fairly high-end producer of Oregon wines, and they now have another label called Acrobat, which is where they're doing their less serious and lower price point wines. So there's a new Pinot Gris called 2013. It's called Acrobat is the label. And it's a really nice wine for $13. You got your subtle citrus aromas over some fleshy melon and citrus flavors. Nice acidity. Doesn't disappoint. And for $13 for a 2013 Pinot Gris, I say, hey, that's a deal. They also have a 2013 Acrobat Pinot Noir, which is a little more serious, but still, I think, a pretty good price point. Sells at $17. Decent Oregon Pinot Noir that sells under $20 is a pretty good value, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And what I like about this is that much like most of the other Oregon Pinot Noirs, they're going to be on the lighter side. They're not going to be as heavy as the ones that come from California. Soft cherry with earthy notes and just a slight nuance of strawberry that comes mm-hmm. across on the palate over a medium-bodied wine with nice acidity. Hey, what's not to like? Now, a new wine called Complicated. This is from a company called Taken Wine. Now, what I thought was so cool about this is that this is a second-generation project. This is put on by Carlo Trinchero and Josh Phelps.
No,
so they're
kidding.
Partnering together to put together this company called Taken Wine. I tried their Complicated Chardonnay. It's a Sonoma-designated Chardonnay. Sells for $16 to $17 a bottle. And you know what? It's pretty darn good.
It's all gone. No
French oak, but you wouldn't really notice. It comes across almost unoaked. Very clean fruit with some nice minerality and a little bit of citrus. So, I mean, it's just kind of right in that sweet spot. Great screw cap bottle of wine to go with.
Extra points.
Absolutely. So, anyway, I liked it a lot. I thought it was certainly worth checking out. Now, one serious wine. New company out for me, at least, called Round Pond Estate. It's a 2011 Rutherford Napa Cabernet Sauvignon. We've gone straight from fun to Saturday night elegant dinner. This is a wonderful bottle of wine. Sells for about high 50s. Deep garnet with inky, very forward black fruit aromas of a very full-bodied, silky, well-rounded and layered dusty tannins. It's the Rutherford Bench, and it is classic Rutherford Bench.
Wow. Say no more. That's one of the great places to find a Napa
Cabernet.
Cab. We're going to put all of these on the website so you can look them up. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and you've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.